People in the Carolinas with connections to Gullah know the expression Ranky Tanky. It loosely means get funky, and that's what the band Ranky Tanky does on their Grammy-nominated album, Good Time. Now that you've heard what Ranky Tanky sounds like, you may be scratching your head about that word I dropped a moment ago, Gullah. What and who are Gullah? Let me orient you first. They are the descendants of enslaved Africans residing along the coast between North Carolina and Georgia. The heart of their culture is centered on the barrier islands of those states. To talk about Gullah, who better than Ranky Tanky? Band leader and guitarist Clay Ross, along with the group's bass player Kevin Hamilton, joined us in Boston. Here's Kevin.
There's different theories about the actual term. In one camp, they would say that descendants from Angola. But then also, there's a tribe called the Gullah that was also like speculated to be the origin of the slaves that came over from Africa.
And this is Clay Ross.
Yeah, Gullah is essentially the music and culture, the way of life of the descendants of formerly enslaved Africans in America. So it's a very unique and distinct African-American culture and African diaspora culture in the Americas. And because of the relative isolation of the islands, the culture has really survived and thrived in a very distinct way.
So would you say that Ranky Tanky has as its first kind of goal preserving Gullah culture, or is it just kind of a byproduct of what you're doing?
A little bit of both, I think, because, like, you know, there is a thing when Clay brought the idea to the band, there was a part of it where it was conscious and unconscious. You know, we were going to do what we were going to do anyway, because we were like, you know, that's how we play and that's how we interact. But at the same time, though, you know, he was like, it became a mission once we saw the reaction of people and how we also just people's wanting to share their stories with us. So it was like, it was kind of hand in hand, I guess, the best answer I can give.
Yeah. I also think that there is an inherent integrity. So I think it is going to happen by default that we're going to honor this music and the culture of the descendants that are in this band with integrity. And even as close as I am to it, as a disciple of the music and not a descendant of the culture, I brush up against it sometimes. And I'm find myself, you know, sort of maybe offering some ideas that aren't okay with everybody.
Mm. Kevin, do you have Gullah roots?
I do. There's a part of Charleston called Huge and Kanehoy, and that's a pretty thick Gullah community within the area. But the running joke in the band is actually that while I have that background, I was raised Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part of it where, like, when I play and interact with other guys in the band, like Quentin and Charlton, you know, I get it. We have a connection that way. But I wasn't necessarily raised with all of the songs and the hymns. I heard it more like secondhand through other sources, but I didn't go to church that way.
Right. And so the music that you play today, is there anything in there that you kind of can refer back to from your childhood? Or is your background so kind of dispersed that it's kind of hard to pin things down?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, I find like take a tune like Stand By Me, the clap, the actual rhythm, the accents. It's almost like a vernacular, even speech, with talking to my grandmother or something, you know. There's just a certain rhythm to it. I know that you'll be there for me. I know you'll be my eyes to see. Forever find me faithfully, thankfully, thankfully.
So Stand By Me, that's a tune that you often perform. Take us even further back, because it might be hard to hear kind of similarities between Stand By Me and songs from West Africa. But have you ever done like a side-by-side comparison between traditional Gullah music and, say, cultures from West Africa, their music, like in Sierra Leone or Angola, which is more Central Africa? I mean, do you hear anything in there?
Big time. I mean, honestly, that's what brought me to the idea of wanting to do this project. It was you know, a journey. It's this huge circuitous journey in my life in music. And when Quentin and I play these rhythms, it and Kevin, it's like a wonderful synergy happens. It's beautiful.
So we don't have the drums, but we do have Kevin. You're the bass player and you're a guitarist. But I'm wondering if there's some kind of percussive a cappella thing that you could do just to illustrate kind of the most basic kind of rhythm that might connect us back to the African continent.
Yeah, and I think the core rhythm that you'll hear, and you hear this in so many cultures. You hear it in, you know, Argentinian tango. You hear it in Brazilian baião. You hear it in music in Morocco as well, all the way in the Far East. And it's just a simple syncopated beat. It goes like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, like this. And, you know, you could hear a Brazilian song, a style of music called Coco from Brazil. Mm-hmm. And you go, a vida tava tão boa, pra que mando me chamar? Vida tava tão boa, pra que mando me chamar? So that's the same as pain in my head, rinky-tanky. Pain in my heart, rinky-tanky. Pain in my feet, rinky-tanky. You know, it's a shared human language.
That's fantastic. So I've just learned that Ranky Tanky Day in Charleston is official. It's a thing. It's December, what, 17th?
Yeah,
December 17th, yeah.
I also saw that both of you are graduates of the College of Charleston, as well as Quentin Baxter. They're pretty chuffed by your Grammy nomination. Mm-hmm. I know you're both New Yorkers now, but what is it like when Ranky Tanky plays in Charleston? Do you get a lot of people from the Gullah community turning out, and what's that scene all about?
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, it gets to a point to where we can't have enough shows, really. I mean, on one side, you have an older crowd, people that are who were just into cultural arts, that kind of thing. But also, we played recently High Order Festival, and it was a huge young crowd, and they were just as enthusiastic. So it's a pretty varied affair.
Kevin Hamilton and Clay Ross from Ranky Tanky, thanks so much. Good luck to you, and it's great to see all the success for you guys.
Thanks, Marco.
Thanks
We're
so
big
lot.
Fans, man. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
When a dark mind creeps up on me like a coward in the night.
Kevin Hamilton and Clay Ross of the band Ranky Tanky. Their album Good Time is nominated for a Grammy in the Regional Roots category. If you want more of the band and their music videos, come to theworld.org.